Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus of Imoni Marasi Sheyichyu, Moshe Rabin Peshadina, and for Yechiel Ben Shalamis. They should all have Bracha Vatzlach V'chum HaSeidehem. Also Mordechai Yehov Ben Yosef Alevi and Rachel Bas Geula. They should all have Bracha Vatzlach V'chum HaSeidehem. We're going to be learning about the union of Dina the Mahusadina based on a fascinating tshuva in the Lahoritz Nasan in the first volume. This was written about 47 years ago, this tshuva. Over 47 years ago, closer to 48. And the story was that Reuven rented his apartment out to Shimon in New York for 2 years. Shimon lived there already for 4 years. And then Reuven now has a larger family. One of his kids is sick, Rachmana Litzlan, needs a bigger apartment. And therefore, Reuven demands that Shimon leave the apartment. And Shimon says that according to the laws of the Medina, according to New York law, he can't force him to leave the apartment. So this Shaila was sent by Rav Shraga Rabin Halberstam, the Admor Mitzishinov, who used to live in Brooklyn, and he has a lot of Shailas, that fascinating Shailas that he sent to the great Meshivim of the Dor, to the Laharis Nasan, to the Bala Mishnah Halachas and others. He would send sometimes the same Shaila to numerous Rabbanim. If you look in the various Shutim, you'll see the answers given. Always fascinating. He says, Rav Nosson, Gishtetne Zechat Tzadik Levarach, as follows. The first, we have to see, if we say, Midina da Mochusadina, V'chahai Gavna, She'ein HaMelech Moshel Bakol, El Shad Sibur Bocher Es Anshe HaMemshela. What we call today a democracy. If we say, Dina da Mochusadina, when there's a democracy, the Rush writes, Nidarim Chavches Amar Aleph, Behainu Taimu Dina Dina. The reason we say Dina da Mechusa Dina is She'aret Shalohi, Rav Hedio Chishlo Karka, Kach Dino, Shlo Yehana Ademiartso, Elami Daito, Mikitzvaso. Because the land belongs to the king. And even when a regular person has land, the din is that nobody else is allowed to get benefit unless he agrees. So also when the king owns the land, it's his, so you have to follow his rules. According to this, if a king captures another country, you also say Dina the Malchus Adina. So we see in Gittin Lamed Ches, Amud Aleph, Amon and Moav Tiyaru B'Sichon, that Amon and Moav were purified by Sichon. We weren't allowed to capture Amon and Moav. But since Sichon captured it, now it's capturable. Because Akum Kone B'Kibush Milchama. Because a guy is Kone when he captures at war. This is a very, very large discussion of the famous Tshuva of Avraham and others about Akum being Kone B'Kibush Milchama. Bayin Shambu Rashba. So you see that even when there's kibush of another land, there's capturing of another land, we say Dina da Mechusadina. However, in the Shita Mekubetzis in Adarim Dav Chavches, he writes, "Behind time of Dina Dina, Sheret Shalom, Vein Roshay Shiamad Baratzel B'Mitzvaso, Avim Kotzev Al Malchus Sheinu Shalom Shekav Shebegezel, Ki Disikrikon Dikitten, Oadim Sheinu Chofetz Damid Baratzel Av Kol Kamin Elam Migzalei." Kolashim ze kasav or zerua, but v'kamasim and tafmim zayin. That what? That the reason dina's din is because the land is his, and a person can only live in the land with his agreement. But if somebody captures begezel, like we see in Gittin and Ham and Beis, then it doesn't count. And we don't say Dina is Dina because you have no right to steal someone else's land. But this is very difficult to understand. Because we see in the Rishonim and the Rashba and others that Akum Konai de Cheskas Kibush Mulchama. And that's why Amun Amor of Tir B'Sichon, that Sichon captured Amun Amor, fair and square, now belongs to Sichon. So even when a king captures another land B'Gezel, he's Konai de Kibushim, Emela Dina Din. His din should count, since the land now belongs to him. So what does the Shita Mekubetzes mean when he says that he's capturing it begazel? We have a Gemara that implies not like that. We have Rishonim with same Mefurish, that if you capture someone else's land, it's yours fair and square. V'yitochin loymar, we can answer based on Akash of the Chasim Sofer in Yeridei and Simon Yotes, that Ammon and Moab were captured by Sichon, and now it belongs to Sichon. Fractic the Chasim Sofer, we see in Sanhedrin, Mentes Amar Aleph, that Akum is Lav B'nei Kibush Ninhu. Goyim can't capture. Rashi says, Shelo nitna eretz lekibush kim liYisrael. That a land, the only people who are allowed to capture land, are the Jewish people. We're allowed to capture land. But the Gemara says in Sanhedrin and Tess, that Akum are not. And so asked in the Sefer Binyan Ariel in Parashas Balak, that goes for Yavitz and Rishash and Sanhedrin. So the Chasim Sofer wants to be metirates that it's true that lechatchila a land is not going to be captured by a goy, but if he's kovesh, he's kona b'kibush, like a gazlan who's kona gzela, even though there's no heter lechatchila to steal, but he's kona b'yayush. And so it's the Chasim Sofer and his chedushim to gidin lamed chesam aleph, and his sefer Torah Moshe and Parshas Chukas. Ube'emes, so comes out explicitly from the Rabbeinu Tam in his Sefer HaYosher. He's mevayer that Akum kona b'kibush milchama. He says, af al pi she'ein karka nigzeles, even though karka may not be stolen, Yideshu nosem nosem nitan lahariga v'derech mulchama kamo tal yu v'zavin hu v'zvine zvine chiyotze b'davar minan b'tchila lo haya sikwikon b'Yehuda v'metzi yasa kevin dekat le'agav unsei gamar amakne v'chol shvu yishenem rahu lamus v'yado lahamus u'lahachios gamar amakne. What is he referring to over here? So first he says the karka is not stolen, but it's like milchama. It's derech, since it's nitan lahariga derech milchama, it's like toliu v'zavin. It's like someone being forced to sell, that he sells. And the example he gives is from the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin talks about the sikrikon. Sikrikon were ovde kochav, ovde kochav im rotzeach, people who would be murderers and would force people to give up the land. So the Gemara says in Gitna, on Heomid Beis, Amar Rav Yehuda, that the Tana says in the Mishnah, Ohayu sikrikon bi Yehuda, it doesn't mean there was no sikrikon bi Metzius that would force the Jews to give up their lands. Lo danu ba din sikrikon ka'amar. Shlo haya noeg az din sikrikon ha'amar behemshech ha'mishnah. In other words, that somebody who buys from a sikrikon, mekho batel, shebizman ha-melchama, since the Jewish people were mufkar lahariga, they would be makna their nechasim to a goy b'lev shalem. The halokeach min ha-sikrikon, mekho kayim. That originally, if someone buys from a sikrikon, it's a good sale. And then Rav Asi says that there were three gzeiros of Titus. The first gzeira was called alo katil. Anybody who meets a Jew and doesn't kill him, liktalu, he should be killed. Metziah to the middle gzeira, called a katil, laizar bizuze. Anybody who kills a Jew has to pay for zuz. Basraisa, called a katil liktaluhu. Anybody who kills a Jew is to be killed. Hilkach kamaiso mitziyasa bisman, the first gzera and the second gzera kevin de katli, since they would kill the Jews, agav unsek amar makne mitoch shayu anusim, since the Jews were anus, there would be makne their karkos b'leiv shalem, and therefore there's no din sikrikon that the mekach is batel, because people would sell it b'leiv shalem because they wanted to save their lives. Just bisman basraisa, the gzera achorna, when they weren't allowed to kill Jews anymore. They wouldn't be makin and belev shalem. So they would say, now he'll take the karka, and afterwards I'll be toveil to bedin. And there was a din sikriko ne mekho batel. So what do we see from this Gemara? We see from this Gemara that gamar o makne, that if they were forced under duress to sell, they decided really to make it a valid sale. So even though the guy is not allowed to be ma'anes, the guy is not allowed to force someone to give up their land, he's a gazlan, but iman so gamar o makne. And that's the yesod of cheskas kibush mochama by a guy, that the person willingly gives it up. So now we can say the reason we don't say dina de mechus adina when the king was kovish begezel, because the whole ikar kinyan of a melech is only that the nigzel gomer makni loonsel. The person who is stolen from is only giving up what he has because he's under duress. So therefore the nigzel is only makni to the king kefi ha'echrech li natzel mimisa, what's absolutely necessary in order to save him from death. But what the nigzel can hold for himself without the king knowing, he's not makne, and therefore he has no chiyuv to be mekayim mitzvah samelech if he can be over al mitzvah, so if he cannot follow the laws in a private way. In other words, when the king takes over, the person's only letting him take over in a public way. This way he can save his life. The Jew won't start up with him. But privately, he's still going to do his own thing. He's not going to listen to the king. He was never makne to the king, only dvarim shebegalui, so he doesn't get killed. But these chuyos, the rights that he has, in private, he left for himself, and there's no gezel hamelech. So now we understand the Rishonim, that if the king captured a land b'gezel, she'ein bo mishum dina d'malchus adina, d'ilo haya bo dina d'malchus adina, if there was dina d'malchus adina, then it would be usur to steal from the king even privately, like we see in Bava Kama Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that one is not allowed to hide from taxes. Midina de Malchus Adina, aval kishakova she'es ha'aretz b'derech gezel mutter lahavriach es hameches. But when the king was kovesh the land derech gezel, that he went and he stole the land, he didn't ask permission, but he went and he forcibly took the land, then one is allowed to hide from taxes, because the nigzalim were only makne to the melech what they needed to do in order to be saved themselves from death. In other words, davar shebegalui, revealed things, but havrachas hameches, hiding from taxes, which is bechashai, which is in secret, that right they left for themselves, and there's no gezel because the king was never konet at all. So that would explain pshat in the shita that on one hand we see that Amon Omar Aftiru B'Sichon, so there is such a thing as Kibush Mulchama, the king does own the land. On the other hand, we saw the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that Akum Ralav B'nei Kibush Ninu. So how is the Kona then, how is the Akum Kona B'Kibush Mulchama? So what's the answer? The answer is that if he was Kona B'Kibush, so the people were willingly giving over the land. That's only what they're willingly giving over publicly, just in order to save their lives. So when we say Dina de Machusa Dina, it's true. Everything that's public is Dina de Machusa Dina, whatever we have to do in order to save our lives. But what's private, that was never given over to the king. So that's the Shita, Mikubetzis and Adarim Chavches. Time of the Dina Dina, Sharet Shalov, Ein Rosh Hashem Ratzel Mitzvaso. But if Kavsho be Gazel, like Sikriku, and then there's no Dina the Machus Adina. Meaning, in private things, because they only gave it over, since it was Nichbash be Gazel, they only gave it over to the king in order to save their lives. Whatever's not necessarily to save their lives, they never, those rights they didn't give to the king. Now that the Rush writes, and the reason of Dina de Machus Adina, Mishum Sha'aret Shalohi, Ve'enu Rosh Ha'elamet Ba'aretz U'elet B'mitzvaso, that the land belongs to the king. And a person's only allowed to stay in the land, B'mitzvus HaMelech. It's his, those are the rules. You're the boss. So I'm only allowed to stay here if I follow your rules. So the same would apply to a Medina that's democratic, that democratically elects their officials. Because they're, now these officials are Shluchei Ha'am. So who's the Bailam on the Medina? The nation. Just like we see that Beis HaKnesset Shel Korachim, Rashi writes in Megillah Chavav that Bat HaKnesset of Rabim, of many people, a shul that everybody goes to from all types of places, everybody's considered the Bailam. So the nation elects the officials, so it's like the whole nation are the Bailam. And they elected these officials, so we're only allowed to stay based on what these officials say, democratically elected leaders say. Yerashbam and Rav Abasa writes, Dina da Machusa, Dina and Dalet Amid Beis, Kol Misim Varnonios and Minhagos Shal Mishpatei HaMelochim, Shirogin Lahanig Machusim, Dini Shekol B'nei HaMachus, Mekarmu Lehem Eretzonam, Chukei HaMelech B'Mishpatem V'Hilkoch Din Gamor. That all of the taxes and customs of the Mishpatei HaMelochim that they are legislate in their lands is din, because all the people of this malchus are makabel meretzonam, except with their own goodwill, the laws of the king and his mishpatim, and therefore it's din gamur. Kein zakasav Rambam perakei milchus ksei alach itches medvar amur v'melch shematbeo yotzei bosan aratz asher iskimo lav b'nei osai eretz v'samcha daitin shu adonim. Same idea, that you have this king, he has a coin and his face is on the coin, and that shows he's in power. Everybody was in maskim that he should be the Adon and they should be his Avadim. Otherwise, if Ein Matbo Yotze, if his coin doesn't go out, he's like a Gazlan, Baal Zeroa, Ukomo Chaburis Listam Amzuyanim Shein Dine Amdin. Then their din isn't a din, V'chein Melech Zev, V'chol Avadiv, Gazlanim, V'chol Dava. So they're just Gazlanim. So you see, Dina the Machus Adina is because the Bnei Amedina were Mekabel upon themselves, Meritzonam, as all Malchuso, and they said they're going to be Mekayim as Chukim, and their mochel meikara, their mochel, they forego their money that the king is going to take from them. They say whatever taxes I have to pay, we'll pay. So that would apply to a king, and that would certainly apply to elected officials. We're electing you, that means we're makabel upon ourselves. Now the Ran writes in Nedarim Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph Mishem Atosis, the Dafka b'malchei Akom Armin Adina Machus Adina. So this only applies in Chutz Laretz, because then the king can say, if you don't follow me, I can kick you out of here. But the kings of Israel and Eretz Israel, no, because we all own Eretz Israel. No king owns Eretz Israel. Eretz Israel belongs to all the Jewish people. So it's the Rashba in the name of Eliezer, that Malchai Yisrael, there's no Dina the Machus Adina, because Eretz Yisrael belongs to everybody, and he has no right to kick them out of his land. So it would appear that the Svara of the Ran and the Rashba, the Mechalek, between the Malchai Yisrael and Malchai Umas HaOlam, Goyish kings and Jewish kings in Eretz Yisrael and Goyish kings everywhere else, is only Shaykh according to their Svara, that the reason of Dina D'Machus Adina is because the land belongs to the king, and if they don't do what he says, he can kick them out, he can expel them, like we saw as the Svara of the Rush Eretz Shalom, and you have to follow his rules. If you don't follow his rules, he can kick the person out. But according to the Svar of the Rashbam and the Rambam, that Adina D'Machus Adina is because they were makabel upon themselves, Meritzonim Chukei HaMelech, and they were maskim. So even in Eretz Yisrael, this reason would be Shaykh, and there should be Dina D'Machus Adina in Eretz Yisrael. So in fact, in the Tshuvas Chasim Sofer and Choshen Mishpat and Siman Mem Dalet, he's all made on this, and he writes that the Svar of the Ran is only Shaykh in Misim U'Meches Shemet El HaMelech Al Korcham. Only taxes that the king forces upon them. There you can't say that it's nichul hu lebnei medina l'shalem, that they're not interested in him. Just he's the adon ha'aretz, he gives these taxes. So this wouldn't be shaykh in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is all of our lands, belongs to all the Jews. And if the king starts making laws that we don't like, he can't say, oh, I can expel you, because it belongs to all of us. So those are things that we wouldn't want. But when it comes to minhagim v'nimusim, there the Ram would agree that the Svar is they were makabel upon themselves, but they want this, they want these laws, they want traffic laws. So things like traffic laws, minhagim nimusim, not taxes, but things that people would want, people are in favor of. So there the Ram would be modeh that this would apply even in Eretz Yisrael. Can't be machalik between Malchai Yisrael and Malchai Umas HaOlam. However, the Rambam, in the fifth perek of Hilchos Gzeilah Aveda, writes that if somebody's mavriach meches, he hides the taxes, so he's over mishum gezel, whether it was a Jewish king or a non-Jewish king. Because he holds that we say dina d'machus adina, even b'melech Yisrael, and even about taxes, everything. He says a melech Yisrael, and Pashas is talking even in Eretz Yisrael. And the reason is because they were maskim, they accepted them as king. So this is Shaykh even Eretz Yisrael, even when in Misim U'Meches, once they accepted it upon themselves, they accepted it upon themselves. It's not a matter of him being able to throw them out or not throw them out. That wouldn't apply in Eretz Yisrael. But here the word is they wanted it, they accepted it upon themselves. So since they accepted it upon themselves, They have to do everything he says, even in Eretz Yisrael. However, we don't need to come on to this, because the Rambam, in the fourth paragraph of Hilchos Melachim, Melach Aleph writes, that Kalamur Parashas HaMelech, HaMelech Mutterbo, that all that it says in the Parashas of the Melech, that the, you see in Sefer Shmuel, that the king has special rights, the king has these rights, and he can take taxes from them, as much as he wants. So by Melech Yisrael, we say, Dina de Melchus Adina, Midin Torah. Not even Talib Baskamas B'nai Ha'aretz. We already have permission from the Navi. The king has permission to make his laws. So the Ran and the Rashba, who write that in Eretz Yisrael there's no Dina de Melchus Adina, have to say, like the Man Diomar in Sanhedrin Chaf Amar Aleph, Shekol Omer Parshas HaMelech HaMelech Asur Bo. Meaning the king doesn't have special rights. Like the Nemukah Yosef writes in Sanhedrin, in the Darm Chavches, Malcha Yisrael ain't done din el al pi Torah. The Kaimelon b'Sanhedrin call a Kosev a Parshas HaMelech b'Sefer Shmuel Melech Asur Bo. That they have to, the king has to judge al pi din Torah. He can't make his own laws. Whatever it says in the Torah, he follows. Whatever not, not. So according to that, there's no Dina de Malchus Adina in Eretz Yisrael. So basically, it's a Machlokas Rishonim, if there's Dina de Malchus Adina in Eretz Yisrael, and even the Shita that holds that there is no Dina de Malchus Adina in Eretz Yisrael, but Minhagos, Venimusim, things that everybody wants. I gave the example of traffic laws. There would be Dina de Malchus Adina in Eretz Yisrael. So we still have a lot more to discuss. Obviously, a very, very broad topic. Many years ago, somebody wrote a whole doctorate, I think his name was Professor Shilo, and Dina de Malchus Adina, like 400 plus pages, and there's a lot of tshuvas written about it, and a wealth of material. So obviously we didn't cover everything, just the tip of the iceberg, but we did speak out the major Shitos Rishonim, and the Mirtz Hashem, and the coming Shiurim, please God, if God gives us life, Simchas Chaim and Koach B'li Neder, we will hopefully continue learning, and we'll come to a conclusion about the Shaila of Reuven and Shimon and their disputed Dira in New York. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.